Okay, today we're starting a new sugya, not really a new sugya, but a related sugya, Pesach Pesuach Rosh Hashanah. We spoke about, you know, when you say we're doing the sugya of Pesach Pesuach, it can mean two things. When you're learning Ksuvos, Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, it's the time is Pesulim. We're not talking about that, we're talking about Pesach Pesuach Rosh Hashanah in terms of Yichud. That when you have a door that opens up into Rosh Hashanah, so then you're allowed to have Yichud. So there's a lot to talk about in terms of the Gedarim of Pesach, Pesach, Rosh Hashanah. But let's start with a fundamental Chakira, and then I think we'll be able to plug in a lot of the Machlokos about the details of Pesach, Pesach, Rosh Hashanah to this Chakira. In general, whenever Yichud doesn't apply, there are two ways to look at why Yichud doesn't apply in a given situation. Let me express it through an example. Why is it that Yichud doesn't apply if I am right here, right now, in this space medrash with the hundreds of people that are here right now? Why is it that there's no Yichud? If someone were to walk in from the office, why is it that that's not a violation of Yichud if a secretary were in the room right now when we're with all these people in the room? Is it because I have a heter? Is a heter for Yichud? You wouldn't say that it's a heter. You would say it's not Yichud. Yichud means that you're in an alone situation. It's just not called being biyichud with somebody. Why is it that when a woman's baila bi'ir, her husband's in town, you're allowed to have yichud? Is that you're not in a yichud situation? You're in a yichud situation, it's just that you have a heter. What's the heter? Baila bi'ir. But that is yichud. How do we view Pesach Pesuach Rosh Hashanah? You have a door that's open to Rosh Hashanah. Is it that that's not called Yichud? It's Ki'ilu, you're in the Rosh Hashanah when there's Pesach Pesuach Rosh Hashanah. And being in the Rosh Hashanah is not Yichud. It's being in the middle of a street. That's not Yichud. Or do we say, no, it's like Bala Be'ir. Just like Bala Be'ir is a heter in Yichud. You are having Yichud, but it's Yichud with a matir. There's a Bala Be'ir that's matir the Yichud. So maybe Pesach Pesuach Rosh Hashanah, you'd say the same thing, that the Pesach Pesuach is a matir for the Yichud. Of course I'm in a Yichud situation. I'm in a house alone with a woman. That's Yichud. But Pesach Pesuach Rosh Hashanah is a matir. Those are the two ways to look at it. It's a basic chakir. The Yad Ramah in Kiddushin Pe'alav, Amar Rav Yosef Pesach Pesuach Rosh Hashanah in Chol Shalom Hashem Yichud Pirush V'hu Di Pasuach, that's only if the door is open, Demirtis Dilma Asi Inishme Alma Va'ayim, because you're concerned that someone might come in, that someone might enter the house. Yeah, that sounds very familiar to us. Concern that someone might enter. Where do we have that? Rashi on Baal Abir. The fear that someone might walk in. Now, you didn't have to say that that's Pshat in Pesach Pesuach, that someone's going to walk in, that you're afraid someone might walk in. You could have said that people could see you, and that's the reason for that's in Pesach Pesuach. To say that it's someone might walk in, perhaps, is taking a stand on this Chakira. Someone might walk in means that, am I in Yichud? Am I having a Yichud situation? Yes. But I have a heter because I have a fear. Fear is a matir. As opposed to if you say, what do you mean? That we're in the public eye right now. I'm in the public eye. People could see in. Being in the public eye is the same as being in the street. That means that it's not even Yichud at all. So perhaps the Yavama is saying that it's based on the fact of what might happen, so therefore there's a mirtas. But not based on what is right now. Maybe that tells me that I am in a Yichud situation, but I have a matir. Pesach Pesuach is a matir. Chazanish discusses. He says, well, why is Pesach Pesuach okay? Can't you just close the door? Wouldn't that ruin everything? Close the door, lock it, done. Now I'm having Yichud. So why is that okay to have Pesach Pesuach? So the Chazanish says, because right now you're not having Yichud. Right now you're not having Yichud. And we have to look at the matzav shel achshav. Look at right now. Oh, I could do this, I could do that. It's so easy. Doesn't matter if it's so easy. Right now you're not having yichud. Well, wait a second. If the whole thing was that it is yichud, it's just with a matir, then this kasha is still a strong kasha. If the whole matir is mirtas, then I'm afraid someone might walk in. I'm not afraid. Close the door. Lock the door. Fear goes away. Chaznish says, no, that's not the heter. The heter isn't that I'm afraid someone's going to walk in, because you're right, then you could just close the door. The heter is that you don't need a heter because you're not having yichud. Look right now, you're in the public eye. That's it. That's not yichud. So it could be, again, this chaznish is assuming the other side of the chakira. That Pesach Pesuach is not a heter of yichud. It's that it's not yichud to begin with. You know, I was going to discuss it a little bit later. We could discuss it right now. You're in a car. Is that a violation of yichud? The person's in a car. So Rav Moshe has an astonishing approach in his tshuva. In that tshuva, the big yichud tshuva, which I don't think is in Gemara Makovitz, but the big yichud tshuva, Rav Moshe talks about yichud in a car. Os Gimel in his big yichud tshuva. Lisa yachad imisha b'mechonit, and in case you don't know what mechonit is, he puts in parentheses car. L'chadchila v'aday ein lahatir. L'chadchila we can't be making with yichud in a car. Why? Da'av shekin nisiyasim te'ala darach ha'gadolish shem nosim ha'pulay lahar b'yin shi b'mechoniyot. Even though really primarily you're going to be traveling on large, on big highways where there are lots and lots of cars even at night. Aval but it's so easy to turn off a large road and turn off onto a smaller road. And even during the daytime, and even during the day, you might abandon the car and go into the woods and be bold. And we should be choshish for that. And especially at night, where you have to be choshish, so the guy will be bold, the girl in the car. And he says, maybe shaschak, we could make him something. He says, what's he saying? You're in a car. It has windows. People could see in the windows. There are people all over the streets. There are lots of cars on the road. Says Moshe, it's aser. Because it's so easy to turn off. So easy to remove yourself from the road. Very strange. It says of Shlomo Zalman in Mincha Shlomo, Simen Tzadi Aleph, Os Chaf Aleph, Ach Yesh Lodun De Efshar Shegam Chi Agavne Dein Bay Lebi'ir Mikol Mokom Efshar De Yesh Lismoch Bekagon Da Ala Chalonos She Yesh B'mechonit. Shlomo Zalman was asked about a woman goes into labor, her husband's not home, can she get into a cab? Or does she have to get a friend to come with her? Or someone else to come with her? So that to avoid yichud in the car. So Shlomo Zalman says, what are you talking about? The car's got windows. Everyone can see into the windows. So it's fine. The chashav kapsoch rosh hashrab mafilu belayla ubemakom lo shlichi inshi. And even if it's night and no one's around, what are you worried about? That the guy's going to stop driving and pull over? Look, even the quietest street, cars come by every once in a while. That's enough of Rosh Hashanah Rabin that you're going to be, the guy's going to be concerned about doing something like that. He says, so what are you concerned about? You're concerned that the guy's going to seduce the woman through conversation while he's driving? He'll talk to her and convince her and convince her and convince her until they agree to go somewhere? So says Rosh Hashanah Rabin, let me ask you something. Pesach Pesuch Rosh Hashanah Rabin, man, woman, right in front of an open door to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. How long are they allowed to stand there? Forever. But they could be having a private conversation, and he might be trying to seduce her to go into another room in that house that's closed. Right? He could be trying. But it's mutter. He's allowed to stand there forever. Pesach works anyway. So by a car, I don't care what kind of conversation they could be having. It's mutter. It's just not yichud. Says Rosh Hashanah. V'hainu mishum ta'azlinan basar hashta. What does it mean? Kal gadol, says Rosh Hashanah. Azlinan basar hashta. Don't look at what might be, what could be, what. Right now, is this yichud? No. Maybe it's okay. Rosh Hashanah Rav Moshe might be arguing about this chakir. In Rosh Hashanah's view, Pesach Pesach Rosh Hashanah means it's not yichud. You're not alone. You are in a public area. It's not about what might happen. You know that there's a heter because we're not concerned of what might happen. Because then when there is what to be concerned about what might happen, it would be us. Whereas Rosh Hashanah would say, no, I mean, Moshe would say, the whole heter of Pesach Pesach Rosh Hashanah is that there's no concerns. There's no concern because miritas, you can have a fear. Yeah, but if you're in a car and say you're in a moving vehicle anyway, it's just a matter of where you're moving to. So you could weave your way to a quiet area, and then there's no miritas. So it could be that they're arguing about this very issue. You know, according to Rav Moshe, it's very difficult to understand how a person is supposed to date. I asked Rav Shachter once, and he said, take walks. Very strange. Rav Eliyashiv held that if someone passes by every 10 minutes, that's enough. That's a busy enough road. That you're allowed to be on that road, but still, Moshe's psak is so challenging, so difficult. That you could in a car on a busy road during the day is called yichud. So it happens to be, if you look at the tshuva carefully, in Moshe, he may not be as extreme as I made it sound, because Moshe writes in that tshuva. Listen to the lashon. He says, "Lisa yachad amisha bekar lichatchila vaday ein lahatir." How do you say something's aser? Aser mishum yichud. Now Rav Moshe is like famous for this kind of cryptic phraseology, where he'll say like, you know, a quadruple negative. Ein lachush lahachmir lechachila. You know, like you're like, wait, where are we now? Are we on the positive? You know, he does that a lot, but he doesn't say asur mishum yichud. He says, ein lahatir lechachila. Who's he talking to? If I'm asking a shayla, can I have yichud? He says, somebody don't do it lechachila. What's ein lahatir lechachila? He's telling a rabbi, advise against it. Someone wants to go alone in a car. See, you know, yichud is a minimum. It's not a maximum. The requirements, you know, I always tell people who are dating. Okay, they want to make sure they keep the letter of the law of yichud. Letter of the law is not nearly enough if you're really seriously dating somebody, because you're attracted to the person. You want to get engaged and get married to the person. Yeah, yichud is not enough. It's a good start. It's not enough. Car might come by every 10 minutes. It's not enough. Maybe that will protect you from Bia, but you want to protect yourself from all sorts of Isurim. Yichud is not enough. So Rav Moshe is saying, I advise against it. Now, this is quite a chiddush. Rav Moshe, you know, says don't do it, and I'm telling you Rav Moshe doesn't really mean it. That he's just saying I advise against it. I think it's pashut that way. Because you go further in the paragraph, and Rav Moshe goes on to say, Aval b'shaset chak, in the Shasat Chak, it's going to be mutter. In the Shasat Chak, all of a sudden, Yichud is mutter. In Yichud Tesi, it's going to be mutter in the Shasat Chak. So you tell me, we're talking about, we always make compromises in Halacha, the Shasat Chak, we often do. No, but listen to how he defines Shasat Chak. How would you define the Shasat Chak? What's a Shasat Chak where you need to be in a car with a woman? So I would have said, Rosh Hashanah, she's in labor. She needs to get to that. That's Pikuach Nefesh. That's much more than Shasat Chak. What's a Shasat Chak? You know, a lot of times it's important to pay attention to how the poskim. Sometimes poskim, when they say shas v'chak, they just say shas v'chak, and you're supposed to figure it out. And sometimes they actually tell you what they mean. Like the famous Mishnah Berurah, who talks about, you know, how it's machlok saposkim, whether putting your hand on your head is a viable yarmulke. Or we say, no, ain't no guf mechasa as atma, the body can't cover itself, so you need a cloth. So Mishnah Berurah says, b'shas v'chak, you can be mekum. But then he defines shas v'chak. You know what he says? You wake up in the middle of the night and you're like really thirsty and you need a drink. So you need to say a bracha, but you can't find your yarmulke. I would have thought, so get out of bed and go find another yarmulke. Go find something else to put on your head. Mishnah Berurah says, nah, that you can put your hand on your head. That's a shas v'chak. Listen to how Rav Moshe defines the shas v'chak in this context. Kigon, shetzricha isha mishchinosav gam kein lisa l'makam shu tzarech. Your neighbor hears that you're going somewhere, and she says, oh, I need to go there also. Can I get a ride? Shas v'chak. How are you going to say no? Oh, kishi isha achas sholechas biderech, a woman is driving somewhere in the mountains, in the Catskills or whatever, and she's scared to drive alone. So she asks you to keep her company in the car because she knows you want to be traveling that direction anyway, so please come in my car with me because I don't want to have to drive alone. Shasachak. Coming back from a country, from the bungalow colony, from summer camp, for hours, in a car, alone with a woman, Ramosh says, Shasachak. You can be making in that situation, because otherwise you can look like a mean person. They're going to say that you're not a nice guy. The impression you're getting from Ramosha is that it's really mutter. Ein lahati l'chachila. Not a good idea. But it's really mutter. So it's easy to set up Ramosha versus Rosh Hashanah Zalman as like this big machlokas, and maybe you so to stick machlokas, what is the heter pesach suach? More likely Ramosha agreed to Rosh Hashanah Zalman that really it's mutter, since Ramosha wasn't comfortable being matter l'chachila, and Rosh Hashanah Zalman wasn't asked about a case of l'chachila, because Rosh Hashanah Zalman couldn't even imagine probably why l'chachila one would ever do that anyway. He was asked about a case of driving a woman who's in labor to the hospital, which is a real shas v'chak. So probably they don't even argue on this nekuda. They argue on other chashuv nekudas in Yichud that may reflect a fundamental different understanding. But at least in this machlokas, you don't really see it. You don't really see that fundamentally different understanding come out between Rav Moshe and Rosh Hashanah Zalman. Okay, so we have these two sides of the chakira. Is Pesach Pesuach a matir? Or is it that it's not a shame yichud b'chlap? It's just not called yichud. Nafkamina. What if you have Pesach Pesuach v'shtrabim, but all the people out there are prutzen? Is it a violation of yichud to go to Central Park on a summer day, on a date, go with the girl to Central Park? It's not a Central Park. There are hundreds of people around. Yeah, but they're all prutzim and they're all canoodling on the whatever, you know? There's a famous story when I was in yeshiva that one of the YU guys was on the first day of like spring or something. It was a beautiful day, and they put on the front page of the New York Times a picture of people in Central Park hanging out and, you know, doing whatever people do in Central Park with their girlfriends. And there was a guy from the yeshiva with his girlfriend. He thought no one was going to see him. Whatever. So, imagine, Central Park, right? They're all prutzim. Look around. They're all sitting there, you know. So they're all prutzim. Is that yichud? So it's probably not yichud. Why isn't it yichud? Because you're in a public place. You're not in yichud. You're in a public place. Yichud means that you, a girl, a room. Right? It's not yichud. So what if you are in a room with a girl, but there's a Pesach Pesuach to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim full of prutzim? And by the way, halachically, goyim are all prutzim. So let's say you're the only Jew in town. You're in some city where there aren't many Jews. You, a girl, a room, Pesach Pesuach, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, lots of Goyim outside that could see your every move. Is that mutter? So if you say that it's based on mirtas, I'm afraid someone's going to see, someone's going to walk in, but if they're all prutzim, I don't care what they say when they walk in. But if you say that it's just, it's ki'ilu, you're out there with them, you're not even in the room. Being in their line of sight means that you are there. So then you're not in a yichud situation. It's also interesting, if Pesach Pesuach is that someone might come in versus someone might see you. I mean, if you understand that it's an issue of mirtas, apparently the mirtas is someone's going to come into the room. Not that they're going to see you from the street. So it'll give you this enough to me. There's a window right here, right? If you sit in Rabbi Willick's seat in the Beis Medrash, no matter what angle you are outside, you cannot see that seat. Right? Is that a heter Pesach Pesach? Let's say a man and a woman are by that seat, near Rabbi Willick's seat, and the window's right here. Do you have a heter Pesach Pesach Rosh Hashanah? Or a door is right there, the door is wide open, and you're, by that corner over there. So is that a heter Pesach Pesach Rosh Hashanah? If the concern is that someone might walk in, so even though they can't see you from where they are, but when they walk in, they'll be able to see you, because when they walk in, the whole place becomes somewhere that they might find you. But if it's not about walking in, it's that you're in their line of sight, so you are there, you are with them, because you're in their line of sight. So then it's only when you're in their line of sight that you're considered to be with them. What about a window? No one's walking in through a window, but they could see through a window. Is it about that someone might join you? Or is it that when people see you, you're not considered to be alone? You're considered to be with everybody else. So it could be both. Could be both. Right? Many of the posts can assume both. That if either someone could walk in or someone can see you, it's enough to create that mirtas. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about a window. Rav Moshe says, when he talks about a window, that's Pesach Rosh Hashanah, he says, if it's a place that nimtzayim sham harbe yinshi, but there are a lot of people out of the street, but they can't see because the window's very high up. But you can climb the fire escape and get in through the window. He says, that's still yichud. Why? Because no one climbs in through the window. No one's going to be coming through the window. So he assumes that one or the other would help. If either people could see, or people would normally walk in. Right? That would actually help. What if you're not right in front of the window? You're off to the side a little bit. So people can't see. So Rav Moshe has an unusual line in the tshuva about that. There's no bays in that tshuva. He writes, "Va'afim ein yucholim liros, avol yucholim lahargish ma shenaase sham yesh lahatir." Even if you can't see, but you can get a sense of what's going on in the house by looking through the window. So then that's enough to be matir. I look in my house. I have a big window right in front of the living room that faces the street. So it's ironic. During the daytime, people can't see it because it's lighter outside than it is inside. It's like a police lineup. You know how that works? Why can't the criminal see you, but you can see them? Because they're in the light and you're in the dark. Right? You never understand. Huh? I'm saying that's right. That's a reality, right? I could see everything perfectly outside right now. People from outside can't really see inside very well at all, because it's much brighter outside. It's just the way, okay? It's the way it works. Make sense? Yeah? So, you ever notice? Walk down the street, and look inside people's windows. You can't see what's going on at all. At nighttime, when their lights are on, and it's dark in the street, you can see everything. Okay, so let's say it's nighttime, and I have my lights on in my living room, my window's wide open. The window shade is open. You could see the living room, you could see the dining room very clearly. You could, sort of at an angle, see part of the kitchen. So is it a violation of Yichud to be in the kitchen? So Moshe says, if it's enough that you get a sense of what's going on there, then that's not a Yichud problem. Why is that? What does that even mean, first of all? How do you get a sense of what's going on there if you don't see the people? Does it mean that you see pots and pans moving around so you know that there must be cooking happening? I'm not sure what that means. And why that should be the case. Because in either event, you don't... Is it because the fact that people could see part of the room that you're in, that's meaning it works with that side of the chakira, that it's just not a yichud situation? You're not alone? That when people can see you, it's as if you're with them? It's not a mirtas. They can't see you. They can't see what you're doing. So it's a very difficult line to understand. So another possible nafkamina. The Gemara said explicitly that if it's libo gaspa, so by bala be'ir, it's not libo gaspa, you're not going to have the heter of bala be'ir. It's an exception to that heter of bala be'ir, right? So why is it an exception to that heter of bala be'ir? Because bala be'ir, it is yichud, it's with the heter, it's with the matir. Libo gaspa cancels out the matir, right? The matir is that there's going to be a mirtas. Libo gaspa, there's no mirtas. For whatever reason, we discussed that already. What about libo gaspa v'pesach pesach l'rosh hashanah? Would libo gaspa take away that heter? So I have a discussion in the poskim. Chalkas mechokek says that yeah, it would take away that heter. It would be awesome. You can't be in a room alone with a woman who's libo gaspa, who you have as your first cousin, or who you grew up with as your next door neighbor. Even if Pesach Pesach Rosh Hashanah. However, the Taz disagrees. And he says, Libo Gaspa is a heter for is an exception to the heter of Baila Be'ir. The Gemara never said it as an exception to the heter of Pesach Pesach Rosh Hashanah. In the raya that he brings, the Taz brings from Tosas and Shabbos Tav Gimel, Palti Ben Laish. Who is Palti Ben Laish? Remember little Navi? So David HaMelech was married to many women, actually, throughout the course of his life, and simultaneously. One of them was Michal Bas Shaul. And Shaul, toward the end of his life, was not the biggest fan of David HaMelech. He wasn't Melech yet, but Shaul was sort of onto the fact that David was going to be a Melech, and Shaul wasn't so pleased. So Shaul takes Michal away, and the Gemara goes through what the halachic machlokas was between David and Shaul exactly. Milva pruta daita milva, it's a kiddushin sugya. Okay, very nice sugya. But David held he was married to Michal. Shaul held David wasn't married to Michal. So Shaul gives her to Palti ben Laish. So what does Palti do? He's choshish for shitas David. She might be an Eishes Ish. So the Gemara says he was a hero. What did he do? The sword, right? So he's not going to be bubble. Great. What about Yichud? Oh, he's a big tzaddik. Christ a tzaddik. Take an Eishes Ish. And you live alone with her in a house? Where's the, what do you do by Yichud? So Taisus writes that the Magia and the Taz writes based on that Tosus says that he didn't violate Yichud because he had Pesach Pesach Rosh Hashanah. So apparently Pesach Pesach worked for Palti and Michal. Now can you have a bigger Libo Gaspa than living together with a person every single day and the world thinking that you're married? Not only that, Rashi in Sanhedrin Daf Yutesim Beis says that Palti was Megadla Umechaveva. There was a relationship. It wasn't a relationship with any Tashmish, because he was Choshish Veshitas David, and she was Neshes Ish. But at least the Libo Gaspa you had. So says the Taz, you see a Raya, the Libo Gaspa is not going to ruin the Heter of Pesach Pesach, because that was the Heter Palti Belayish used. It was Pesach Pesach. And it was Libo Gaspar. So it's not going to ruin the Heter of Pesach Pesach. So you have Machlokas. Chags Machlokas says Libo Gaspar ruins the Heter of Pesach Pesach. Taz says it doesn't ruin the Heter of Pesach Pesach. What are they arguing about? Maybe this is the Mechutis of Machlokas. If you say that Libo Gaspar makes it that it's not yichud at all. I mean, not that Pesach Pesach makes it that it's not yichud at all. They're simply not alone together. So there's, you can't ruin that heter by saying libo gaspa. They're just not alone together. It's like, you know, you're in the middle of Times Square. There are thousands of people around. That's what this is. It doesn't matter libo gaspa or not. But if you say that, no, it is a yichud situation. But Pesach Pesach is a matir, similar to the way Bala Be'ir is a matir. So then, Libo Gaspar ruins a matir. It ruins such a matir. Another, I'm just trying to figure out what to focus on and what to skip. Another interesting discussion that comes up over here. At what time of day does Pesach Pesach Rishabim help? So Pesach Tshuva writes, it helps all day long and the first half hour of the night. Why does it help the first half hour of the night? This comes from another Sugya in Shas, one that you know. Where do we get that from? Huh? I was even thinking Kriya Shema. First half hour, people will be passing by and they will see. Right? People finish their work day as soon as it starts getting dark, and then they go home. So it takes them a half hour in the streets, getting whatever they need, and then they're home the rest of the night because they didn't have street lights or whatever. So for the first half hour. So that's what Biscuit Shuvah writes. Now, if you look in the Igros Moshe, in those hay, he writes, Pesach Pesach Mamish, or Yeshayach Zerak B'Kfar Katan, Shemakirin Kol Echad Es Kol Adarim, V'yodim Gam Shelo Yavo L'Sham Ovrei Drachim B'Layla, Lo Mahani L'Salik Esri Yichud. He said, if no one comes by at night, so then Pesach Pesach doesn't help. What does he mean? By larger cities, if people are looking, I don't know what that means. No, I was thinking the other Ramosha. Ramosha is a very, very more difficult than the car in the car chooser. In the Ost Dalit of that chooser, Ramosha is like an even more astonishing thing. What if you have a door that's closed but not locked? So do you have a head to this episode, which is right? So what would you say? This might be enough for me also. If the concern is, let's flesh it out. If it's not locked, someone might still walk in. But you're not, right? There's like a wall separating you, so you're not part of the public. That would be subject to that machlokas if the door is closed but not locked. Pischi Tshuva and Sifkat Nechas and the Yezim Mikodesh say that it's a violation of the Yichud once the door is closed. The Rashba, Tshuva's a Rashba, and Elif Reshon and Aleph says that it's not a violation of the Yichud. Pischi Tshuva says, tell us off there, it must be a typo. And then Pischi Tshuva says, but if I'm really being honest, it's not a typo because the Radvaz quotes that Rashba and doesn't say it's a typo. But I'd really like to tell you it's a typo. I mean, Pesach Tshuva thinks it doesn't, it's not good enough to have a door unlocked. you have to have the door open. Again, it's totally in this, it could be that it's totally in this chakira. Binyan Tzion says something very practical. He says, well, it really depends on where you live. You know, in like bungalow colonies, I'm told, I don't go to them, but I'm told that, like, it's such a one-for-all-for-one type of atmosphere that people typically will go into other people's bungalows, just knock, knock, I'm here, and just, like, open the door and walk right in. In your home, do people do that? Knock, knock, I'm here. Well, depends how comfortable they are. Right? Very few people would do that in my home. Maybe my parents, my in-laws. Like, but outside of family, people don't just walk in. Even if the door is not locked. Would you ever be comfortable? You know, you go to someone's house and you knock at the door and wait till they answer the door. So Binyan Tzion says it really depends on what people do. If people walk in, so then it's fine. If people don't walk in like, when the door is closed, then it's not fine. Makes sense, right? Moshe says something astonishing. Rav Moshe says, even if the door is locked, it's fine, it's mutter. Why? So says Rav Moshe, Da'afilu ne'ula hadeles kiderech kol advasos, shederech kuli alma b'krachim linol mibifne mitzad shmira. Everyone has to lock their door because of security. Kivan shederech kuli alma dikesha shomin misha no kefal adela so shemitzaltzel al pa'amon shenasa lekach ba misha b'fnim v'shoel mihu. Since when someone knocks on the door, rings on the bell, someone always comes from the inside of the house and says, who is it? And when you hear that it's someone you know, they don't say, oh, it's the axe murderer who's about to murder you and your entire family. As long as they don't say that, you open the door, even if it's Eino Makiro Mamish. You don't really know the person. It's Verizon. Okay, I don't know who it is, but I'll get it. You open the door. That's what people do. You open the door when you realize it's a regular person, it's not a murderer. That takes away the Yisru Yichud. What? As long as it's a time of day that people would still, that it would be reasonable for people to knock at the door without calling first. 3 a.m, it's not okay to knock on someone's door without calling first. It's not okay to call either. But it's not okay to knock on the door without you letting them know that you will be coming at 3 a.m. Yeah, you're staying at someone's house and you're flying in and whatever, and your flight arrives at 2, so you let them know, I'm going to be coming in at 3, I'm sorry. And they'll tell you, okay, we'll leave the door open, the key under the mat, we'll be up anyway, whatever the... But you can't just show up at 3 a.m. But if it's at a time of day where people show up, he says, it's mutter, why? Demir to see Shema Yinkov Mishu El Adeles via Mukhrach Liftach taken. Because the whole time you're going to be afraid, what if someone knocks? So that's enough to create a mirtas. That if someone knocks, you can't ignore the knock. You have to go to the door and say, who is it? And then you're going to be caught. So that's enough of mirtas. Okay, leave aside the fact that it's humongous chiddush and why Rav Moshe, I think this is Rav Moshe's menschlichkeit getting in the way of understanding how real people work. Right? If you were doing something awful and terrible, and someone knocked at the door, what would you do? Ignore them. Pretend you're not home. Rav Moshe can't imagine. Someone's going to knock at the door. You have to get the door. It's like, the phone's ringing. How do you not answer the phone? All the time. I don't answer the phone. Rav Moshe can't imagine that. But leave that aside. Leave Rav Moshe's mitos aside over here. What's he clearly assuming? That the whole issue is one of mirtas. That the heter of Pesach Pesuach is that it's a practical fear. You're in yichud, you're having yichud, but it's a heter. The heter is mirtas. If the heter of Pesach Pesuach was that it's not called yichud bechlal, well, the door locked, that's absolutely called yichud. Maybe a heter, but that's absolutely called yichud. Okay, I don't know if we can go through all the other Marmakomas in this because I want to get to other stuff also. in Yichud, we only have like 3 days left, right? So, but yeah, you can take a look. Good stuff here.